Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, April 14th, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahideh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, I hold these weekly conference calls to answer your freedom questions and to help you be educated and live free now. And why? Well, that's because I came from an unfree country myself. I was born and raised in a Jewish family in Iran in 1960s and 70s. Came to America in 1977 at the age of 14. Thinking and believing that I came to the land of the free and the home of the brave. The country with the U.S. Constitution has not been violated, so I thought that you can pretty much do what you want to so long as you honor your agreements and do not violate others' rights. But I found myself in a land of not so free, where the Constitution has been violated, the politicians are ignoring it more and more, and the government tells you to do this and not to do that. All these controls they've imposed on you. America's becoming an all-year socialist state, but now America used to be respected as the beacon of freedom, as the liberator of the world, so it was advertised. America's become now the most oppressive, war-mongering, terrorist empire that exists, which is unfortunate and sad because, you know, the founding fathers of America would be rolling in their graves if they knew and saw the republic that they found for freedom has become this grotesque empire who hurts the world, and the government no longer represents the American people's interest. It serves the interest of the big banks and their corporations and their politicians. They own the money. The banks own the money in this country. The money system is owned and controlled by the big banks like Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs. They own the media in this country, ABC, CBS, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox. They own them all, the major papers, newspapers in America. And they own both major parties. That's why this is the year of the outsider in politics. You know, Hillary Clinton, the ultimate murderer, criminal politician there has been in America after President Johnson and Roosevelt. You know, who wants that? They're going for Bernie Sanders and the Democratic side, and the Republicans are going for Donald Trump, someone who's not a career politician. Well, folks, I learned back in 1992 that the income tax is a giant fraud. There is no law requiring the average American to file and pay income tax. And since then, it's been verified by me, verified by an IRS special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division who contacted me and verified everything that I was saying, that I learned in the freedom movement. And he confronted the IRS about all this. And the IRS never showed him the law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax. And he had stopped filing and paying income tax, and the government tried to put him in jail, but they never did charge Mr. Joe Bannister with the so-called crime of not having filed and paid income tax. That's right. Since year 2000, Joe Bannister, the former IRS special agent, hasn't filed and paid income tax. I haven't filed income tax before that. And here I am free. Joe Bannister is free. And the government wanted to put Joe Bannister in jail. They did charge him with tax crimes. And the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Mr. Everson, spoke personally about Joe Bannister, but they somehow chose not to charge him with a crime of not having to file income tax. Isn't that interesting, folks? If there is a law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax by tomorrow, why wouldn't the IRS the management, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Mr. Everson, who were trying to put Mr. Joe Bannister in prison, in jail over taxes, not charge him with the so-called crime of not having filed and paid income tax. Well, the only solution to that question, the only clear answer is because the management of the IRS knew there is no law requiring the average American to file and pay income tax. And Drew Bannister confronted the IRS about this when he was a special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division. They never answered him when he was there. They never answered him when he got out and his public debates ever set up. That's right, folks. And I've written to my congressmen, senators, and I invite you to do the same. Don't believe me. Don't believe the government. Don't believe anybody out there on the internet. Ask your congressmen, senators, to themselves, look and show the law. They are the lawmakers. Don't have them go to the IRS and have the IRS give IRS's version. No. The lawmakers themselves and legislature, they write the laws. They should know the laws better than anybody out there. They're the lawmakers. So, folks, you make that decision yourself after you write to Congress and senators, folks. That's the way to go, in my opinion. It's made so easy now. And I'm yet to see anybody ask their Congress and senators get a straight answer from any Congress and senator. And I've helped many people do that process. Folks, America has been lied to. You have been lied to. You were told that we have a government by, of, and for we the people. We don't have it anymore. You were told that the politicians take an oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They're not doing that either. They actually become wholesale treacherous people, treason, committing treason against the Constitution. They are destroying the Constitution themselves. Folks, and I'm going to talk about an interesting development recently. And on April 4th of this year, the IRS charged a couple. This is a very special couple, though, with tax evasion. This couple, one of them is a small business owner. The other one, though, who is also part of the business, was the chief judge, head judge of the United States Tax Court for years. That's right, folks. The IRS charged the person probably most qualified in this country, in America, about taxes, tax evasion. A person that her career is to decide tax cases day in, day out for years. Judge Krupa, that's exactly what she did. Now, it's true the courts of appeal and Supreme Court can override the U.S. tax court decisions. But you see, they don't deal with taxes all the time. They deal with all kind of areas of law, right? The courts of appeal and the U.S. Supreme Court. But the tax court deals only with one subject, taxes. And the U.S. tax court deals mostly with the federal income tax. So this Judge Krupa and her husband, who were indicted by the IRS for tax evasion and conspiracy and other charges, okay, you could say her and her associates are the top foremost experts on tax law in this country. If you go to Freedom Law School website, livefreenow.org/i-opening-education, you'll come across this article I wrote about it called How to Go to Jail by the IRS in 3 Easy Lessons. All you do is, just like Judge Krupa, do what she did. File a 1040 income tax confession form, misnamed return by the IRS, religiously year after year. Faithfully do it year after year. Then pay whatever you say you think you believe you on these 1040 forms faithfully, as Judge Krupa did. And then hurry up and wait, because you just might get lucky. Your number will come up and the IRS will come after you. They'll pick on your 1040 income tax confession form, disagree with your confessions, and charge you criminally so that they could convict you and put you in prison like they're trying to do with Judge Krupa. We'll talk about that issue later on tonight, folks. But I invite you first to contact Freedom Law School, folks. Go to livefreenow.org and let Freedom Law School give you a free freedom education package. That'll be mailed to you and emailed to you, and once a month, you will get education mailed to you that you will not find anyplace else on the internet. You know, I'm online talking to people, and someone named Steve, for example, asked, a law school? What do you mean you did a law school? You know, what qualifies you to do a law school? You know, I had to tell him, look, you know, I didn't start a law school for attorneys to make attorneys out there, lawyers, no. I was an ignorant immigrant myself from Iran, had nobody here to direct me. I was 14-year-old with my 19-year-old shy brother. We were the only ones here. And I go to get my degree from California State University in business administration, finance, economics, marketing, communication. And I learned about the income tax fraud and the Constitution. And because I had a good education back home in Iran, I learned how to read very good. I read, and I read, and I read some more. And I took every Tom and Dick and Harry seminar, book, video, audio out there about the Constitution and income tax. And I was amazed and shocked how ignorant I was about all these areas. So I started teaching it to my local friends and community in the Orange County, California area with a couple other patriots. We had a patriots, and the other ones dropped out. I kept it going, and I kept it going, and it became a law school. It teaches the average American, you folks, you and me, we need to know about the Constitution. We need to know about the law and our rights. We need to know how to respond to IRS if they write you, harass you. You don't have to live in fear. Education is the answer. So that's why I started Freedom Law School, folks. So I've put many courses available and freedom packages available at livefreenow.org. I have a heck of a track record of wins for our students, been winning against the IRS. You see our victories on our website at livefreenow.org. There's even more material at freedomlawschool.org if you have the time to go want to do some a lot more reading and research. But, folks, it's there for you. If you want to live free, you found the right source. But if you love the government, if you love the politicians, if you love Hillary and Bill Clinton and Obama and McCain and Romney and, you know, and these crooked politicians who want wars and government control and socialism, and they all work for Wall Street and big banks, you know, if you love that, you love to pay taxes to support all that, great. This is not for you. You don't want to be on Freedom Law School call. But if you believe in freedom, believing the legacy the founding fathers left us, and you want to do something about it, not just talk, you want to do something about it, you found the right place at Freedom Law School. See, I used to go to these meet, eat, and retreat Libertarian Party meetings and other meetings, and I thought, that's great, but I want to do something. I want to live free now. And I found out by educating myself about the Constitution and our laws, I can live much freer than I otherwise would be. And the same holds true for you. So go to livefreenow.org, sign up on our email list, get an education, become a fan of Freedom Law School on our Facebook page. I'm going to go to your questions now, folks, and get your questions answered one at a time, folks. If you don't have a question, that is fine. You can just listen and learn from other people's questions and answers. Share with your family members first than your friends and coworkers about Freedom Law School, because we are a unique source of freedom. And let's go right now to our caller from area code 631. If you have a question, caller from area code 631, please give me your first name and then your question. Yes.
My name is Anne.
Okay.
And I'm seeking help with the situation where my dad had a reverse mortgage. I don't know if this is something you can help me with, but I have to try everything I can.
Okay.
He had a reverse mortgage. He passed away 7 years ago. The company that originally did the mortgage for him, the reverse mortgage, went out of business about 2 years into it, and then either became or sold it to another company, which hired this company, Reverse Mortgage Solutions, as a loan servicer. And then they started a foreclosure because I wasn't able to do anything with it right away. One thing they didn't do is they're supposed to offer the house at 95% of, I think, the house value or the value of the loan. I'm not sure, but whatever they were supposed to do, they didn't do. They actually were asking for triple back what they paid my dad within 2 years of doing this reverse. And then during the process of, they also didn't properly served me. I was never properly served. I didn't actually get a summons. I did. I don't know where they left it, but they say I did, and the only evidence they have that I got it is a unsigned, certified mail card. No signature on it. Of course, I didn't get it. So I actually found out about the foreclosure after the fact. I actually just got a pack of paperwork telling me that they were granted foreclosure. And then through the whole process, I was supposed to get a stay of sale through a bankruptcy, and the lawyer who filed it, for some reason, didn't get the stay, which is crap, because you're automatically supposed to get it. So I think he was just in their back pocket and just did this in their hands. So they did do a sale, and they bought it themselves. That was actually in 2013. I'm still in the house, and I'm still fighting. I've done, various things. I've filed bankruptcies. I've done my own order to show cause, which didn't really float because you really need a lawyer, and I don't have the funds for that right now. I did another quick bankruptcy to stay another eviction, because at this point they're trying to evict me. So at this point I need help. I need to vacate the decision based on several things. I'm the chain of title was broken. They have no real evidence that they have the note. And I'm sure this loan was paid nine times over again from the insurance and everything else. Probably liquidated it. And what I'm seeking is help getting representation, or if there are any legal point that I could make that could stop them at this point from proceeding.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer, Anne. So, and what I fight is government corruption, government criminality. But because I did get my degree in, business, studying, a lot of studies in economics and finance, and I was a mortgage loan agent for 6 months, and I did 6 years of financial planning. I know a lot about the money business, and I was always a very good at a math student, and I learned about law, and the banks are pretty much practically the same as the government. They're kind of one. So I did delve in this area, mortgages, the fraud they're doing since 2008 some. And I've never dealt with a reverse mortgage, but I do know what it is. And I do understand what you're describing, in that they lost a note and then they do a lot of wrong things. They not only didn't have it, but they asked triple for what he was owed. But at this point, it seems like they forget about that. Just won the house. And you went to bankruptcy.
Don't need it. I do. House.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that you went to the bankruptcy and without any help, and you used the bankruptcy only for the purpose of stopping, whatever they're doing, including right now kicking you out, which is that's what they're trying to do. But really, what you need to do, in my opinion, if it can be done, which maybe you can still do, probably, but I'm not sure, is possibly. Challenge the ownership of the house in the bankruptcy court. You have to file a lawsuit against these criminals and thieves in the bankruptcy court, saying this is my house, this is not their house, and you want to have the house declared to be yours. With that, you can pay any and all your creditors, credit card company, department store card, whatever you got. And that's exactly what bankruptcy is for. And that may or may not stop you being kicked out. If they file the action against you in a state court to kick you out, it may not stop that, unfortunately, if it's been passed. You might be kicked out and then have to litigate it and get the house back. See, that's the problem, because this happened years ago and it wasn't done right. I wish you'd contact me sooner. I do work with some attorneys across the country, a few good ones that I might be able to, refer you to work, with us and help you out. But let me ask you a question. You haven't paid any mortgage or rent in this house. You've been living in it for a few years, except property taxes. Correct?
Right.
Okay,
uh-huh.
All right. So that's been your benefits. So do you have a job right now?
No, right now I'm unemployed, looking. I have, interviews pending, things like that. I'm still waiting on the answer from one that I went to. But I've been unemployed for a while because the company I had worked for went out of business. And there's a lot of things that happened to me since my father passed, and I've had a lot of hardships since then. But as far as the bankruptcy, they dismissed it because I just basically filed the skeleton bankruptcy.
Right.
And I think I'm not allowed to file another one for at least 6 months. So that's the problem. I was actually referred to you by – this is the first I've actually heard of you, and I heard of you from someone named Madison Reed. I don't know if you know who he is, but at one time he was with We the People, and a friend of mine referred me to him, and he referred me to you. He was saying you might know something, so he gave me a few different leads, but that's
right,
why he said that about.
Well, let's do this, and – I do not specialize in this area as much as I do with the IRS. But
right.
You're unemployed right now, don't have a lot going on. Call me at Freedom Law School, and I'll give you a 15-minute free consultation privately, one-on-one. I can go over things with you there. Okay, call a separate time next week. I'll put a note, make it here, for you that you get a call. And so whoever volunteer have answered the phone, they will know. I get 50 minutes of my time, I have your paperwork there with you, a little bit more together. You can fax me a few more recent stuff if you want, or email it to us, get it to me, and we'll sit down. I'll see if I can guide you to a little direction at no charge for you, okay?
My God, that is so great. Thank you so much. When
when
should I do this? What's a good day?
Just call
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, that's fine. Yeah, call me sometime next week, we can talk.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are most welcome. My pleasure. Let's see. So sometimes, folks, I get calls from people having other issues about, legal issues. And again, I'm not an attorney, but I do know a little bit about those things. So I did try to give you a little bit of at least a head start or some clarity about the situation. And if I can refer them to a good attorney, I'll try to do that. So thank you for calling in. One thing leads to another. Exactly. You're doing the right thing, of course, by calling, talking to people, trying, lift every rock to see maybe some solution maybe underneath it. So you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing, Anne. Thank you. Let's go now to another caller we have from area code 605. The call for area code 605, if you have a question, please go ahead and give me your first name, and then go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Tom here.
Very good, Tom.
My question is, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I don't know, you're in the business, so I don't know how much you're familiar with what trucking companies do anymore, but they lease the equipment and everything out to you, so they take a lot of charges out. Now, I guess this is kind of a two-part thing. I actually talked to an IRS attorney one time and asked him what made us liable for the income tax, and believe it or not, she told me it was because you fill out the forms. Working for this company, I operate under a contract where they pay me 74% of the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the year, they put the total revenue down on the 1099 form as miscellaneous income rather than just putting down the actual amount that they paid me after they deducted all the charges. Basically, I'm in a unique business where I can leave my home without a dime in my pocket because I can operate on the company's capital. And then they take it all back. They recapture the capital.
Okay.
And I don't know, like I said, thinking about the IRS, but I'm not sure how you could do this with the IRS, but I'm wondering if it wouldn't be feasible to actually file a lawsuit against the trucking company for reporting your revenue as income, because basically, like at the end of the year, say my 1099 form will say I've got like $180,000,
mm-hmm.
but the actual amount that the company paid me, the actual amount that I took home from the company, it will only be like $60,000. So it's only
mm-hmm.
a third of what that 1099 form is saying. And of course, back to the liability part, they're basically creating the liability on you when they fill out the 1099 form.
No, I understand that. I understand that's how they work. But this is where how they, the IRS, like you said, you make yourself liable by you filing a 1040 income tax confession form, like tax court Judge Krupa, admitting and confessing you owe them their money. Because I believe that what the average American earns for a living is not taxable income.
Right.
As defined
but now let
in
me
the law.
Tell you. Let me tell you what actually happened to me because of these 1099 forms, and
mm-hmm.
I actually took this to a tax court case or whatever. But I chickened out and ended up leaving before the judge actually heard the case. But there wasn't a very friendly judge anyway. But
mm-hmm.
is what actually happened is I haven't filed taxes since 2008. I haven't filed a form. But
mm-hmm.
on that 2008 form, they created a $55,000 tax liability on me by using that 1099 form.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had never filed a tax form, a 1040 form.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your question is?
Well, like I said, it comes back to the same question with these 1099 forms. How can we get the trucking company to stop issuing these 1099 forms? Because even though I'm not filing the 1040 forms, the IRS is using the 1099 form, which I'm not even admitting as income, and they're using that to create tax liability against me.
Well, Tom, congratulations for calling Freedom Law School, because the solutions are available to you, but not the solutions that you thought in the way that you thought they were. In other words, you can beat the IRS, but you're not going to rely upon the third party payer, the trucking company, not 1099ing you. They are going to unfortunately misreport what they paid you as taxable income to the IRS. And as much as you might want to tell them to stop them, and which would be a good thing if you want to try and do it, guess what? They probably are not going to stop doing that, because they're certified public accountants, CPA, and or lawyers, and or controller, tells them, you got to 1099 them. If you don't, you'll be in trouble. IRS will audit you, harass you, penalize you, all those things. So just 1099 everybody, including Tom, and that is the end of story for them. So I will not rely upon that. But the good news is, my friend, you can beat them. Many Freedom Law School students have beaten the IRS, even though they were 1099. See, so what I wish you had contacted me back then, because I could have done something for you and have you win back then. Your tax court case could have been done differently, and you possibly could have won. So what you want to do is get with Freedom Law School, so that from now on we can do things differently, Tom, so you can win.
Yeah.
So have you signed up on our website to get a free Freedom Education package mailed to you?
Can I get your website address off of Facebook? Because I get your post on Facebook all the time. Is
sure.
it on there?
It's
yep.
on
okay.
there, livefreenow.org, yes. The
yes,
article
I'll
that I just put out on Judge Krupa, it goes to our website. If you click on that article about tax code judge being indicted, it goes to our website.
Okay. Yep, I'll have to sign up then so I can, like I said, get a little better education on there. Because like you said, I've actually brought this up to CPAs and stuff. Some of them, believe it or not, actually tell me that I'm right. But that doesn't mean, like you said, it doesn't mean the one for the trucking company is going to say, well, he's right, so we don't file a 1099.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's one thing to be right, and it's another one to win. You want to be right and win. So what I focused on at Freedom Law School, because there were many others before Freedom Law School that I studied since the end of Second World War. There was a lady named Vivian Kellum who challenged the IRS. She said she didn't want to be an unpaid collector for the IRS withholding from the pay of her employees. She was the first modern tax honesty movement challenging the income tax in the middle of the World War II. And then after her, Arthur Porth was a general contractor across the country and explained to people how the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects our rights to be silent. And when we do fill out the 1040 income tax confession forms, we give up that right and give the IRS all the information they need to prosecute us, like they're doing right now to this tax court judge, Krupa. And then there were many others since the 1960s and 70s and been around, and I studied them, and they lost. Most often they lost. But I found out, wait a minute, if you're right, how can we win? Well, you see the track record of Freedom Law School. I've been teaching since 1996 for over 20 years. And since 2001, I've been assisting people more actively to win. And you can see these victories on our website at livefreenow.org. So
you're
in touch with us, Tom.
I brought up Tommy Crier to you. That was the first time that I've ever been learned anything about this. So I'll definitely be getting a hold of you there to see what else I can educate myself with a little bit better on this stuff. So.
Very good, my friend. Well, I look forward to you getting in touch with us, my friend. I look forward to working with you, my friend, to educate Americans and have you live free at the same time.
Thank you.
You're most welcome, my friend. Let's go now from Tom to the next caller we have from area code 941. Call for area code 941. And go ahead and give us your first, Amy, if you have a question, and then your question, please. Okay, the call from area code 941 has no question at this time. Well, folks, I'm going to go now to the subject of this commerce call, because at every commerce call I talk and teach about a subject about IRS, taxes, freedom, and a little bit about politics and state of America. Well, folks, we have another caller, though. Let me see. Call from area code, all shows 111, bunch of ones. I think call from across the country or Skype. Do you have a question, caller, with all not ones on your number that just joined the call? Okay, looks like that caller has no question. So I'm going to talk about this, folks. This, the most, expert in the tax law, the judge, the person that judges the tax controversies for or against the IRS on a routine basis for years and years, Judge Krupa, K-R-O-U-P-A. And, folks, if you go to the website I gave you at Freedom Law School, okay, livefreenow.org/i-opening-education, eye-opening education with dashes in between. You'll see I talk about this issue, and I give links, folks. You click on that, it will get you to the Forbes magazine article that talks about the former chief judge of the U.S. Tax Court, Krupa, being indicted by the IRS for tax evasion and conspiracy and other tax charges. And then within the first paragraph of that Forbes article, you can click on it and get to the news release of the United States Department of Injustice about this. And that's right, folks. I call them on purpose, U.S. Department of Injustice, because these government lawyers are some of the most corrupt criminals out there. okay? Liars to the teeth, liars on a regular basis. They promote injustice nowadays, not justice, unfortunately, most often. And so, and then also the indictment, the criminal charge that was brought by the government is right there within that Forbes article. You can read for yourself. And what happened, essentially? Judge Krupa and her husband, you know, her husband was at the time of the, by the way, at the time, if you go there, by the way, go there and click on that, you'll see Judge Krupa. At the time she came under investigation by the IRS, she was a judge. She was a judge of U.S. tax court. At the time, she and her husband were come under investigation by the IRS. That's right. They were checking out on the judge. Now, I tell you this. I don't know, but I suspect perhaps Judge Krupa, who's a female, by the way, woman, you know, she was too good to the taxpayers, to the citizens. She was too honest, went against the government too often, you know, when she should have gone against the IRS, and the government decided to go after her. It could be, because the government has a tool of retribution going after any judge. How? Well, very simply, the judges are, you know, they think they're required to file and pay income tax, so they can, you know, go ahead and go after the judge and make an example of the judge. Hey, don't go against us. They can do that. I suspect that could be the case here. There was a judge back in the 80s that heard from other patriot leaders that was, you know, fair to citizens, you know, and went against the government, the IRS, you know, a few times, and the IRS went after him to have him be removed. Okay, so this is that would not surprise me. I would like to contact Judge Krupa. If anybody knows her, have her call me, because I tell you what, I found out through another patriot friend that IRS has a special file. They used to have it, they probably still do, on judges. They keep a tab on all the IRS special agents with the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division, and United States attorneys, and U.S. area judges. That's right. There was a file. It's a system of records 446.002. And we know that file existed all the way from 1999 and before. Now, they don't say that they have information about U.S. area judges, IRS special agents, and U.S. attorneys in there. They don't say it, but it could be in there. Okay, see? Because why? Because these are people they need to control. See, this a satanic system, folks, which is what we have in the U.S. government now. A satanic system, you know, you must first keep tabs on your own little minion Satans. Because if your own little minion Satans go against you, they can do real damage to you. So it's like counterintelligence, you know, CIA, part of CIA that spies on their own agents to make sure they don't go and rat or sell on CIA to others. That's right. And IRS does the same thing. Okay, they have this file. So I suspect that this is political retaliation, but it doesn't matter at this point. You know. Oh, by the way, if you do get a hold of Judge Krupa, we'll have her and the judge sitting on her case challenge and demand that the IRS produce this in the system of records 46.002 file out and expose the contents of it to the judge of this case and Judge Krupa and show them is anything about the judge in this case and Judge Krupa on there and the Court of Appeal that this case will go to. And the U.S. Supreme Court judges who could possibly sit on appeal of this case. Because that could affect these proceedings, the fairness of the trial. You cannot have a fair trial if one party has influence over the judge. And that's a big influence, the fact that the IRS can potentially put the judge of this case, Judge Krupa's case, the judge in this federal district court in jail with criminal charges. So that's something that Freedom Law School would love to work with Judge Krupa. If anybody has any friend knows Judge Krupa and his lawyers, put me in touch with him. We want to work with him. But the bottom line is, folks, Judge Krupa and her husband had small business while she was a tax court judge. And they religiously for decades filed 1040 income tax confession forms. Faithfully, religiously. They thought it was their duty. They had to, there was a law they thought required them to do it. They want to do a right thing, pay their fair share of taxes, so they thought. And they paid whatever they thought, and they signed on the 1040 form. They owed the IRS. They paid it all in full. Whatever that was shown on the tax return, they paid it. Yes. It's not like they filed the 1040 form and not pay the IRS. They paid the IRS what was shown on their Judge Krupa's tax return. What the IRS did, they said, you don't have enough a proof of your expenses. Yes, Mickey. All of you who are small business owners, farmers, independent contractors, professionals, any of you that gets paid by 1099, you know, like truckers, you know, the IRS wants you to keep, you want to reduce your taxes. You have to show all your expenses that you had in the course of the year to take it off from the 1099 that the third party falsely reported against you. And if you don't have all those expenses, the receipts and the canceled checks and documentation to prove that you had those expenses, you're going to be in the same shoe as Judge Krupa, and the IRS could indict you for tax evasion, conspiracy to evade taxes, and more criminal charges like they did to Judge Krupa. See, I think it's particularly dangerous. The small business owner, farmer, professional, anybody that gets paid with a 1099 to file a 1040 income tax confession form. Particularly dangerous because you have to, you know, you have no withholding from your pay. You have to on your own send in taxes quarterly, the IRS expects. And then the IRS is going to say, nah, we don't believe you. You made up all these expenses you claim you have. Prove it to us. You don't have the proof of some of the things. They say, whoops, that's it. Good enough. That's it. You made up that expense. You made up that gas expense. You made up that other expense you could not show us the proof of. The dinner, food, entertainment expense, whatever. This was an effort by you to evade taxes, tax evasion. And if there's two of you involved, like your spouse, well, guess what? Because there's two of you, and you didn't give the receipts to the IRS, now they can also charge you with conspiracy to evade taxes. Why? Well, because there's two of you. All you got to do for conspiracy, folks, as a friend of mine, Vern Holland used to say, Patriot Leader, told me back in about over 10 years ago, for conspiracy, he said, get with someone. You follow that 1040 with someone else, now there's two of you, okay? Now there's two of you. They can throw a conspiracy in there also. Okay, that's 18 U.S.C. Section 371. Tax evasion, 26 U.S.C. 7201. And 7206 and 7212 of the IRS code also has been thrown against Judge Krupa. So, folks, think about this, folks. The fact of the matter is that most of the people that IRS throws in jail over taxes are those that, like Judge Krupa, faithfully filed a 1040 income tax confession form and most often paid the taxes that they claim showed up on their 1040. That's right. Folks, the IRS comes after over about 2,200 people, about 2,000 people now, criminally every year. That's according to IRS's own numbers. If you send for our Freedom Catalog, you'll get that in there, folks. It'll be sent out to you. You'll see those numbers in there. But only about 200 or less than 200 of them are non-filers. So great majority of people, the rest are people that filed 1040 income tax confession forms. You know, my student, Joe Bannister, the former special agent with the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division, who defected from the dark side of Darth Vader, crooked politicians, banks, and Wall Street, you know, moneyed people that own the government, to the side of the we the people and the Constitution. He told me that Payman, when I was a special agent with the IRS, and we wanted to go after somebody, one of the first thing I always did, this was routine policy for us. We ordered from the IRS a copy of the previous 1040 income tax confession form. Our target, the person we want to get, filed with the IRS. We looked at what the person put on the previous 1040 income tax confession form and used that as our guide to go after the person. It shows where you live, where you work, where you bank, where you invest your money, whether it's stock or bond or commodity brokerage account, your real estate, holdings, asset, liabilities. Your whole life is there. It's all there for the IRS to see, to go pick on it. And they know it's true because you verified it by saying it all under oath. You swore to it. Remember, when a 1040 is signed, read this above the signature. It says, I declare under penalty of perjury, which means I swear under oath that everything on this 1040 and the statements and schedules attached, all of them, are true, correct, and complete. If they're not true, correct, or complete, boom. Tax evasion right there. And your 1040 income tax confession forms is the place the IRS starts with. Why would you give your enemy the ammunition they need to get you, to put you in jail? You see, Joe Bannister was with the IRS, a special agent, for 5 years. During those 5 years, Joe told me, Payman, I went after four different business owners, and I got all four of them charged. All the material I put together was enough for the government, U.S. attorneys, U.S. Department of Injustice, to charge all four of these small business owners with tax crimes. And some of them made a deal with the government. Some of them went to trial, came found guilty. They all either got found guilty or made a deal with the government. Why? Because the IRS used their own 1040 income tax confession form against them. But why would anybody in their sane mind fill out a document that your enemy uses against you? Because we've been lied to. We've been brainwashed. We've been programmed to file a 1040 income tax confession form. And here's a kicker part, folks. You're going to like this part. You know, there was a Chinese general long time ago, I think over 2,000 years ago, wrote a book on war called The Art of War. But Sun Tzu was his general's name. And this book is a classic now. Today, politicians, businessmen, military leaders study Sun Tzu's tactics today on how to win in business, politics, or military battles. Because most everything was psychological on tactic. Doesn't matter if you had tanks or bow and arrow, spear, or drones. It was the tactics that matter. A lot of it was psychological. And Sun Tzu said, you know what's the best way to win a war? when I ask that question of people, usually they say, well, to overpower your enemy. And I tell them, wrong. Sun Tzu says that's not the best way, because you might lose the war, number one. You might not be as strong as the enemy. And even if you do, and you might come to a draw, you might pay a heavy price in men and ammunition and supplies that will take your ability away to wage war later on for offensive or defensive purposes when you want to. So that's not the best way to go. The best way to win any war, Sun Tzu said, is to deceive your enemy, to convince them that the safest, smartest thing to do, the right thing for them to do, is to simply surrender to you without a fight. Wow! What a way to go. So you appear stronger than you are to the enemy. So the enemy is convinced that it's fighting you is futile. It would be stupid for the enemy to fight you. What they should do is to just surrender to you without a fight and spare themselves having all this killing and done. You're going to hurt them, but not as bad as you're just killing them off en masse. And guess what? That's what the IRS does. With the help of the media. That's right, the media. With the IRS convincing lawyers and CPAs, okay, and everybody, and the pressure in the companies, and the companies withholding from your paycheck. They convince everybody, hey, file and pay income tax. File and pay income tax. They tell you in the newspapers, even if you don't have the money to pay, file anyhow, and later on you can make a payment plan with the IRS. Now, folks, I know the other part of the scam is the fact that they got withholding for most people's paychecks, for people who are employees. Most Americans are either salaried wage earners or they get salaries, and they withhold from the pay. Okay, and so these people are forced to get to file the 1040 confession form to get a little bit or part of their money back. Okay, well, that's different. I can understand that, because you know, you file the over withhold from your pay, you can get $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 back of your money they stole from you. Hey, with that you can buy some new furniture, catch up with some bill, buy a new car, your car broke down, take care of repairs, you know, medical bills you gotta catch up with or you got coming up, your get your teeth fixed. I understand, you know, they force employed to do that. But the independent contractor, farmer, professional, small business owner, independent contractor gets paid on a 1099, marketer, you don't have any withholding. You are the perfect target. They want to get you because IRS says, man, these people, we don't have automatic withholding from the paycheck. You know, it's easy for them not to pay us. We have to go after them. We don't have automatic withholding from their paycheck. So they got to come after you, just like Judge Krupa did. And they want to, you know, but guess what? When they come after you, you make it easy for them by filling out a 1040 income tax confession form, just like Tax Court Judge Krupa, for the IRS to use against you. Otherwise, if you don't fill out the 1040 income tax confession form, hey, now the IRS has to come after you. And of course, you know, if you're thinking like Tom, our caller earlier, that, well, just because the third party 1099 me as a trucker, that I'm, it's a lost cause, I'm done, I'm sunk, the IRS is going to beat me anyhow, you are wrong. Just because a third party sends a 1099 against you to the IRS doesn't mean you are going to lose automatically. It does not mean that at all. I've helped, assisted, educated many people to win. Most of them had 1099s issued against them. Okay, you can beat the IRS. Now, I cannot talk about that on this commerce call, tell you what to do. Why? Because, folks, IRS hates me. I'm one of their biggest enemies they got, folks. They've been trying to get me for, gosh, over 20 years. Since 1993, folks. IRS, I've got documents from them. They've had me under criminal investigation or some other investigation to try to put Paymon, the president of Freedom Law School, in jail to shut me up. They can't do it. But about 5 years ago, they told me I did a Freedom of Information Act request that they had over 8,000 pages they had amassed against me, about me. And it took them about a year and a half to filter and white out and black out most of it. And they gave me less than 1,000 of these pages because they had to be very careful not to give me the stuff in my own file about me that I could use against the IRS and the IRS's employees. Okay? I've been a target for the longest time, and I know it. Okay? And they cannot get me criminally. Why? Because they know I'll put the government on trial. And you want to do the same thing. You want to ask your congressmen and senators about all this. Okay? You know there's no law requirement to file income tax, but that's okay. Don't take my word for it. You confront your congressmen and senators. I can show you how to do it right. Okay? With all this. And folks, the Congress of Senators, I've never seen them ever answer on point your questions. The government will not want to come after you criminally. Well, if they do come after you, they will lose. That's right. In fact, folks, I got to tell you, one of my students, we have a trial June 6th in Oakland, California. If you better come to this trial if you can. June 6th for 2 weeks, Rick Grant will be charged in U.S. District Court in Oakland, one of my students. The IRS came after him. Big mistake IRS made. Same way they came after Joe Bannister. That was a big mistake of the IRS, I wrote back then. Because Rick Grant will beat him. He'll be testifying, Rick Grant. I will be testifying. And very likely, even Joe Bannister, the former IRS special agent, student of mine. He lives in the Bay Area, San Jose, near Oakland. That's where he's from, San Jose, California, and Reno, Nevada. He'll be testifying. Freedom Law School and our student Rick Grant and our student Joe Bannister, IRS special agent, will put the IRS, the government, on trial. They can show us the law that requires Rick Grant or the average American or Joe Bannister or me or you to file and pay income tax because there is no law. So, folks, if you can, be there part of the trial, be there. Government's case going to go for maybe a week. The 13th of June is when probably Rick Grant's defense will start and him and I will be testifying. So try to come, Oakland. If you want details, call Freedom Law School. And I'll give you the more exact information about it, folks. 813-444-4800. It's Freedom Law School's phone number. Call Freedom Law School. And let's pack that court, folks. I was in Joe Bannister's trial back in 2005 when the government wanted to put him in jail, and I knew the government is going to lose. When they indicted him, I knew the government was going to lose because I knew Joe Bannister. I knew what he did and did not do. I knew he did nothing wrong. I knew they couldn't charge him with anything. They couldn't charge him with anything the government could win. So I was there because I want to see about that victory of Joe Bannister, the freedom movement, and we won. And we will win this one too. So you want to be there, folks. June 6th, okay, through 20th, if not June 13th through 20th, be there, folks. It is going to be a win for the freedom movement, win for the truth. Why, folks? People are starting to wake up, folks. The good news is people are waking up. Why? Because of the Great Depression the banks put on us. We have record unemployment. Record unemployment. Youth unemployment in blacks is over 50%. Okay, young people got bachelor's degrees. They can't get jobs with it except being a waitress, a waiter, a waitress, or some minimum, sub-minimum wage job. So people who are unemployed, what they have is time on their hands. They look and read on internet. So share this information with them, folks. The people have been learning our money system is a scam. The banks, every dollar in our system is big banks, and all the banks in the system, but particularly the big ones like Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, these crooks have made out of thin air, counterfeiting, legalized counterfeiting, lend it out for you to buy homes and cars, corporations to expand and invest in growing the business, and state, local, even the federal government has to borrow from the banks. Every dollar in the game is like a monopoly game that the banks lend out into circulation. They suck the wealth of everybody. It doesn't matter if the bank makes only 1% or 2% on the money. It doesn't matter, or even 0.5%. If they charge 1%, that means they're making 1% on their entire economy of the United States. That's what it means. That's the primary reason why we're getting poorer and poorer. Every generation is getting poorer and poorer. When I was in California back in the late 70s, minimum wage was $4.25 an hour. Back in the late 70s, minimum wage in California is like 10 bucks an hour. It hasn't kept up with inflation. They've been sucking the wealth of us. Minimum wage throughout America, most states are $7.25 an hour. That's why most people cannot afford good food, folks. I had a friend of mine from Iran come here, and I asked him, do you know what they feed the cows in America? He said, what? Grass? I said, no, that's expensive. They raise them in Florida where I am. They ship them out to Midwest, give them genetically modified garbage, you know, corn, soy, and other garbage, factory leftovers of noodles and spaghetti, all this stuff, factory production of garbage, so they can get the meat cheap, because American people cannot afford to eat grass-fed meat like people in the third world countries like Iran do. In Iran, all feed, all cows are grass-fed. Standard. In America, no, you can't afford grass-fed meat. Why? Because the bank's been sucking your wealth dry. The government and American people are waking up, realizing that the money system, the Federal Reserve system, is a scam, because the banks produce nothing, folks, nothing. They don't produce cars, widgets, computers, tables, nothing. This vulture class just has got the control of our politicians, the bottom over 100 years ago, and they got a system where the politicians allow them to counterfeit money legally, lend it out. It's institutionalized. And folks, now that's why Trump and Sanders, the two outsiders, are winning. Sanders is beating Hillary Clinton. It's a good chance he's going to beat Hillary. He's a socialist, but he's pro-peace. He's better than Hillary, that's for sure. And on the right, you got Trump. I disagree with Trump in many things, but hey, he's independent. He's pro-peace. He's not for war with Russia and China. He wants to make deals with them. He wants to get us out of NATO, all these military spending. We don't need to do all these wars. That was a mistake. And he wants to get back to America, get rid of all these trade agreements, and shipped off all his good manufacturing middle-class jobs to Mexico and China, third world. He's in the right path. He's going to learn a lot more on the job, better than the other, you know, Cruz and the other, you know, phony Republicans, Kasich, Cruz. They're all bought and paid for the big banks, Wall Street, and the Israeli lobby, and all the moneyed interest, oil, insurance, you know, drug companies out there. Folks, people are waking up. The Great Depression is waking people up. That's the good news. The people that you talked about this stuff a few years ago that wouldn't listen to you, now they will listen to you a lot more. So ask Freedom Law to send you multiple of our freedom education packages and share them with your friends. We'll send you The speech of Jewel Bannister, the former IRS special agent who defected from the IRS. Lucindy R. Freedom Catalog, full of greater educational information. Our freedom opportunities, so I can talk to them about what's going on in America and what they can do. Get it out there, folks, in mass. We'll send it all to you free of charge to you, no charge. And, folks, Freedom Law School can educate you and support you, even write the letters to get these thieves and crooks and criminals off of your back in the IRS. You get even programs like the Royal Freedom Package that all letters will be done on limited consultation assistance and more. Go to our website under course packages. It's all listed there. We are a source for education, freedom for you, peace of mind for you, winning freedom solutions that actually work. So, folks, with all that, I'm going to go back to our callers to see if anybody has any last questions, and I'll be happy to answer it for you before I say good night to you. We have a caller that joined us from America 941. Do you have your question at this time, call from America 941? If so,
right,
give me your first.
I have a couple of them, but the first one is, in the event that I want to buy one of your courses for a problem I'm
What's your name, by the way, first? What's your first name, my friend?
Sorry, John. And I've called before, but you're using a different phone format. And when you answered the phone and called my area code, I had you on mute, and I couldn't find the mute button fast enough before I lost you, so I apologize
That's
for not
okay.
answering the first time.
No problem. Is it Don with a D or R with a R?
John, J-O-N.
Oh, John. Okay, very good. J-O-H-N. Okay. Thank you, John.
Yeah, well, it's no
yes,
H,
sir.
But that's okay.
No H. Okay,
the,
very good. J-O-N. Simple enough. Good enough,
okay.
John. Yes, sir. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, the first question is, can I stop by your place here on Bentley and pay you for the courses rather than mail the money to you?
For
a normal business.
You can, not at Bentley Avenue, but yes, we can meet with you and you can get everything in person, no problem. Yes, you can
okay.
do that.
Very good. Very good. That's the first question. The in 2007, I had a net operating loss carryover of $1,120,000. And I wound up in a urinating contest with the IRS for 2007 and 2008, and I prevailed. And then my CPA died, and I didn't file 2009 and 2010 in a timely fashion, but I did tell them that I wasn't going to file it, which was probably a very big mistake. And they sent me a registered letter saying that they wanted me to file 2010 or else they were going to file a notice of intent to lien or whatever it was. And I filed 2009 and 2010, and I did that on the January 25th of 2013. It arrived at their place January 29th of 2013. On March 8th of 2013, after they had, you know, a month and a half after they had received my my filing, they sent me a notice 6020B, failure to file, on March 8th. And it said, I called them up and I told them that I had filed, and they said that they were going to look into it. And I never got a response from them. And then they sent me another notice, and it was that included me having the right to file a Pub 5, Publication 5, which I did. And they told me not to contact them anymore because I would hear from them in 45 days. And I didn't hear from them for quite a while after that. But the only reason they can file a 1040 for me is if I don't file. And I did file, and I have it documented, but they're still going after me. They attached my Social Security, and that's my only source of income anymore is Social Security. I'm a retired airline pilot, and I had a $93,000 a year pension that a federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, terminated the plan, because it was allegedly underfunded by $50 million, and then it turns out that the plan was completely funded, 100% funded, but they still left the plan terminated, which they shouldn't have done. So I'm not living in the high life, and that was in 2003 when they terminated that. So I've made it thus far till today, 13 years later. That's a million. It's over $1 million that they haven't given me. But my question is, on this lien that they just filed on me, I have a form 12153, request for a collection due process equivalency hearing. And in the thing, it says that if you ask any frivolous questions, that it will be denied. And is there an authority under USC, like they have for like 6021 and 22 and 23, or 6011, 12, and 13, I forget which one it is, that says that you're not required to file? Do they have something that says that they can arbitrarily and unilaterally declare my questions frivolous? Because they did that to me in 2007 and 2008. But I overcame it. But I did not have a lien against me at the time like I have now. And I have two liens against me and one against my wife. So the question is there a statutory authority under USC for them to declare my questions frivolous?
Yes. I'll have the closed section memorized, but yes, they do. Unfortunately, they can do that. They can say that your request for hearing or any other correspondence that you send to the IRS, they can claim it's frivolous, but you can challenge it. You can say, no, it wasn't frivolous. And if the IRS rules against you, you can appeal that to the United States Tax Court and have the IRS be overturned and give you a real hearing. You should ask for a hearing from this collection due process hearing letter you just described.
They say in that due process hearing request that if they determine something to be frivolous in there, that they just will refuse. They won't go any further.
Right.
And
right. That's what
I also have a lien for 2011, but I couldn't do 2011 and sign the form because I didn't know how much of a carryover I'd have from one year to the next, since we don't have 2010 resolved. And I don't owe them any money. And under any circumstance, my carryover, I've got more than $1 million in net operating loss carryovers, which will take me quite some time to run down. So
that's something that in the collection due process hearing, you can bring up. That's exactly why there is such a thing as a collection due process hearing, and that is why you should ask for it and bring that up, as well as any other issues you like to bring up. That's how you do it.
Yeah, well, when they file the form for you, this 886A, they tell you that they made mistakes. You know, we can't guarantee that we haven't made any mistakes. They don't have anybody taking an oath. And if they're going to do my taxes, I want them to take the same oath that I have to take to do my taxes. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to be having too much more to do with these people once I get restructured here shortly. So my problem is that my income is down. But I have enough money to pay you for your course. But if I can only get by with buying one for now and then doing the next one, do you have anything that would which course would cover due process hearings, if any at all?
Well, the first course of Freedom Law School, the very first one, the most important, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, Level 1, does cover the very basics of a collection due process hearing. But the collection due process hearing, and usually you need to appeal out to tax court, because the IRS typically rules against you. You have to go to tax court to reverse them. It gets more complex. For that, you will need some one-on-one help. You probably want to get the level one course and a quick and a one-hour consultation with me privately as a start. That way I can see what you got and give you some level one course and some guidance on what to do to how to get it going. Later on, you can upgrade to the higher packages that will this stuff can get handled. But on your low budget right now, I would say you probably want to get the Quick Start Freedom package, which is $490. You get a one-hour consultation, which is $240, and the $300 for level one course and shipping. You'll be less. You save yourself $70 by combining them. And if you come in person, you get $20 off of that because of the fact that there's no shipping involved. So that's okay. Probably what you want to get started with. And I can take a look at your situation privately with you, see what's going on, and give you some tips and suggestions and how to work out in a way that will financially work for you.
Okay, what is the second course that you buy?
Do you want to get the well for what you got? Do you want to get the Beginner's Freedom Package, which is $900, which has some other, which I help you with letters to Congress for senators and some other materials also. That's when you upgrade to that. Then from that, you have the Simple and the Royal Freedom Package programs. If you go to our website and under livefreenow.org on the right hand side on the top on the course packages, click on that on the course packages. It'll be all listed there in more detail for you.
Mm-hmm. Can I have another question?
Yes.
You say that people like Joe Bannister and you have won criminal, or they haven't filed criminal charges against you, but do they still assess you for collection of due process and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. They try to harass me and Joe Bannister anyway. They can. No doubt about that. They had a case against Joe Bannister. They took him to tax court. And myself, they like this one. One day, the IRS collection agent, the agent was in front of my house. I wasn't there, but apparently he saw six cars parked outside. And this was like in when was it? 2009, if I remember right, approximately 2008, and he assumed that those six cars must belong to employees of mine, just because they were parked outside my house. That's it; they were parked outside my house. And he said that he ran them on DMV records, and he couldn't track those car license plates to any of my known relatives. That's the only break you gave. So basically, you got cars parked outside your house that must belong to employees. Well, it took me close to 3 years of meeting with the IRS agent, his manager, collection due process hearing with two different IRS appeals officers, and tax court to finally get all that about $700,000 tax, maybe like six pages of liens they filed. It wouldn't even fit in one page, these liens, to have it all removed and zero them all out. So, yes, I've had the IRS come after me, harass me civilly for money because they know they don't want to come after me criminally because I'll beat them with they have a big black eye. So because, with a criminal case, you go before 12 American citizen jurors who get to judge you, and the government got to prove their case beyond the reasonable doubt degree of proof. In a civil case, all they got to do is take it before one of their own government paid, biased, crooked, wimpy judges and convince the wimpy, crooked judge by preponderance of evidence, like who's got a heavier side, that who's right, who's wrong. And the judge will bend for their buddies in the IRS because he's a government worker himself. See, they'd rather do it that way. But criminally, they haven't, and they know. I've been talking, doing freedom rallies since 1999, giving public speeches. They've done this freedom conferences for many years. I've done these conferences also. So yeah, they can, and they know that. They don't want to because they don't want to lose. But in your situation, yeah, if you're not that far, call, set up a time, we'll get together. And you probably want to start with a Quick Start Freedom Package, my friend, in your situation. And then I can meet with you, give you some tips, And then, you know, and yet, you know, and then we can go from there forward, my friends.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Call
for your,
the, you're welcome.
One other
where about do you live? What part of Florida are you, by the way?
I'm in Venice.
Oh, you're only about maybe 2.5 hours south, maybe 3 hours
yeah,
at max.
2 hours, about an hour and 45 minutes I can get up there to where you are. So.
Okay, very good. Very good.
You think it's coincidence that just prior to April 15th they indict this judge that you were talking about, Krupa?
Well, of course it's not a coincidence. They do it on purpose at this time before tax time to scare people into, you know, following your 1040. But I think it might backfire because people are going to start realizing, wait a minute, it's the opposite. You're following those 1040s like Judge Krupa that get you in trouble. If she hadn't filed, at most, all she would look at would be the charges for not having filed 1040 forms. Instead of looking
well,
at
for 2010,
on a jail...
I'm sorry, for 2010, they sent me a registered letter, and you had said that you had to respond to registered letters. What are the odds of me getting any of the money back that they've already taken from me by attaching
I don't know.
Social...
Without knowing the facts of your case, I cannot tell you, John. You're saying a lot of stuff, which oftentimes people tell me something by me on the phone. Then when I see them, it's not the same. You know, I need to
I
see.
Understand.
For example, you tell me they send registered mail letters. They did not send registered letters. They send you certified letters. But
certified
is
the green,
yeah.
Green one. Yeah.
Green one, right. The red is the registered. So just like you got this one little mistaken, John, the other stuff you're telling me right now that you probably could be a little bit off. And I'd like to look at your paperwork, make sure I know I'm good, my friend, to do it right.
Okay. Very good. In order to get my paperwork in order, I have until Monday to file this 12153 request for collection due process. So, if I come up, can I just get your level one course and let me get all the rest of my paperwork in order for the conference, or do I have to do it all at one time?
No, you could do it later on. No problem. That's fine.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for your
just
time.
When you come up, I'll make sure that you get your collection due process hearing done, send it by certified mail to have proof that it was mailed on time. I'll help you with that part. That's the main thing to get started. And like you said, we can do the rest later on, my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, folks. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you guys. You know, I call April 15 the real April Fool's Day. What am I going to do on April 15th? Enjoy my life. Another day. What does the IRS want you to do? Put a rope around your neck, call a 1040 income tax confession form, and hand it to the IRS, like tax court Judge Krupa did, so they can come after you anytime, audit you, you know, harass you, ask for your receipts, proof of this, proof of that. And indict you, criminally charge you like tax court Judge Krupa. Why would anybody on the sane mind give a rope to the enemy to put around your neck? You put it around your neck yourself. Folks, think about all this. Read about it. Go to livefreenow.org. Go to Freedom Law School's YouTube channel. Okay, you can just type in, you know, go to Joe Bannister on YouTube, Freedom Law School. Things will come up. We'll educate you folks. It's up to you. I came from Iran, and I was shocked at how many Americans don't like or refuse to read and educate themselves. They think a degree from high school or university, that's it. They're educated. That's one of the most ignorant attitudes I've seen out there in America too often. They forget that learning and education is a lifetime continuous process. So I invite you folks to join hands with Freedom Law School. Let Freedom Law School educate you and empower you to live free now. You talk about all this. Your family members first, folks, your spouse, your children, brothers, sisters, parents, then your friends and coworkers and other people you know. tell them what's going on. People are more and more waking up hungry for the truth. And I'll be back with you next Thursday night again, and every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time Zone on Freedom Law School's weekly commerce call, answering your freedom questions and teaching you about freedom, law, the truth about what's going on with our government, and how to live free. Thank you for being with me, folks. And I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. Good night.